This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Supreme Court has permitted the Election Commission to proceed with its Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise of electoral rolls in poll-bound Bihar. However, the court also asked the Election Commission that in the interest of justice, the poll panel should also consider accepting key identity documents such as Aadhaar, ration card and voter ID card during the ongoing revision process. While observing that revision of electoral rolls by the Election Commission in Bihar is within the mandate of the Constitution, a bench of Justice Sudhanshu Dhulia and Justice Joy Malia Bakshi questioned the timing of SIR. The court asked why the exercise is being connected to Bihar Assembly elections and why the exercise cannot be conducted for the whole country, irrespective of the elections. The apex court remarked that the poll body should have acted early on the matter if it was to check citizenship. Noting that the draft revised rolls will be published in August, the Supreme Court listed the matter for further hearing on 28th of July before the regular bench. It asked the Election Commission to file its counter affidavit within a week and told the petitioners to file their rejoinder affidavit, if any, before the next hearing. Meanwhile, Election Commission is already taking Aadhaar as per page 16 of Special Intensive Revision. According to the official sources, the elector's photo identity card number is already pre-printed on the enumeration forms given. The SIR guidelines provide that the existing electors, including those who have temporarily migrated, can download a pre-filled enumeration form from website voters.eci.gov.in. The central government has approved the release of over 1,066 crore rupees to flood and landslide affected states of Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Kerala and Uttarakhand. According to the Home Ministry, over 375 crore rupees have been sanctioned for Assam, more than 29 crore rupees to Manipur, over 30 crore rupees to Meghalaya, more than 22 crore rupees to Mizoram, over 153 crore rupees to Kerala and over 455 crore rupees to Uttarakhand. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that India's rise as a global power must be accompanied by the rise of its intellectual and cultural gravitas. Addressing a conference on Indian knowledge systems at Jawaharlal Nehru University in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar asserted that the strength of a nation lies in the originality of its thought, the timelessness of its values, and the resilience of its intellectual traditions.
Indian knowledge systems continue to radiate from hotspots around the world. We should reclaim that heritage, nurture it, and ensure its blossoming. We should continue to connect to the roots of Bharat. India's rise as a global power must be accompanied by the rise of its intellectual and cultural gravitas.
Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said universities will play a key role in achieving the goal of a Viksit Bharat, inaugurating the two-day conference of vice chancellors of central universities at Kevadia in Narmada district. Mr. Pradhan said there has been a fundamental change in the higher education structure of the country in the last decade.
राष्ट्रीय शिक्षा नीति 2020 हमारे सामने एक क्लैरिटी की पथवे है हमारे सामने जब अगर हम पिछले 10 साल की 11 साल की समीक्षा करते हैं 2014-15 की बेसलाइन डाटा से आज हम लोगों की 30% इंक्रीज हुई है उच्च शिक्षा की पार्टिसिपेशन
द महाराष्ट्र लेजिस्लेटिव असेंबली यस्टरडे यूनानिमसली पास्ड द स्पेशल पब्लिक सिक्योरिटी बिल एम्ड एट कर्बिंग एक्सट्रीमिस्ट थ्रेट्स टू कॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल इंस्टीट्यूशंस एंड नेशनल इंटेग्रिटी रिस्पोंडिंग टू द डिबेट चीफ मिनिस्टर देवेंद्र फडणवीस explained that radical left-wing ideology refers to groups that reject the constitution and aim to weaken democracy. In Wimbledon tennis, top seed Aryna Sabalenka of Belarus will lock horns with 13th seed American Amanda Anisimova in women's singles semifinal clash this evening. 8th seed Iga Swiatek of Poland will face Belinda Bencic of Switzerland in the other last four clash later tonight. In men's singles, 6th seed Novak Djokovic of Serbia will take on top seed Jannik Sinner of Italy in men's singles semifinal tomorrow. In the other last four clash, second seed Carlos Alcaraz of Spain will meet fifth seed Taylor Fritz. Animesh Kujur of Chhattisgarh has created a new national record by completing the 100 meters race in 10.18 seconds in Dromia International Sprint Meet held in Greece. And that is the end of this news bulletin.